You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
I'm not alone, I'm reaching for the stairwell instead. I grab the handle.
is Colin from GBH and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada for you.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
And the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. Winding up another summer and another summer edition of Generation Annihilation for you in 10 minutes. After 12 noon, if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC, CITR, and we started things off with an anarcho-punk, two tracks of anarcho-punk. We start off with Conflict. It's a track going back to the early 90s, I think about 92, 93, track called Climbing the Stairs, and it was originally off a single called These Colors Don't Run, but it showed up again on a compilation, which we heard going back to 2004, Mortar Hate Records, a compilation called Rebellion Sucks. And we followed with the A-Heads, a reworking of an old classic, Forgotten Hero, originally came out in the early 80s, and this one is on a full-length LP, which I didn't know about till quite recently, which came out in 2009, called Ash to the Soil. And we're going to get into some crust right now. Out of Germany, this is Instinct of Survival. Here we go.
We'll be right back. If we find the answers to these questions, we really shall know the mind of God.
Tokyo will do. Just sit still. Stay there quietly and you'll witness the end of your sentence. Just sit still, stay there quietly, and you'll witness the end of your sentence.
Your country has no future now.
Just sit still. Stay there quietly and you'll witness the end of your interview.
Your country has no future now.
Your country has no future now.
And we will march on Tokyo unopposed. And then we'll destroy it utterly.
Once again, a centuries-old community was uprooted. This time, more than 100,000 Serbs from Croatia. They had stuck by a regime based on ethnic cleansing. Now they paid the price.
Destroy my wall.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Instinct of Survival from the North of Nowhere release on Ward World Funeral Records out of Seattle, Washington. This one came out a few years back, and it's a really good one. Lifeless Bodies was the name of the track. And we followed with Doom, going back to the mid-90s from a mid-90s release that I'm kicking myself for sleeping in on for so long. The release is called Rush Hour of the Gods. Actually, can't blame me too much, because I haven't seen this record very readily available. I remember seeing it in the 90s, and I don't think I've seen an actual copy of it until last week while at Audiopile for the mere price of $11, and even cheaper because I have a Friends of CITR card, which you can take to Audiopile. And, yeah, came out Flat Earth Records 1995, I believe, 1996. And we heard a track called Thanatophobia. And, yeah, Doom, who played here a while back, and they're putting out a new album this year. Should be really good. And another one, going back to the mid-90s, 1996 to be exact, Hellcrusher from the Doomsday Hour release. We heard a track called Ethnic Cleansing, and this one came out on Scald Records out of Germany. And we ended that set off with a one that came out this year on Southern Lord Records, War Torn, with a track called Permanent Blackouts. And yeah, gonna get back into the sets. And we're gonna get into the latest from Portland's Criminal Damage. Name of the release is called Call of Death. It's on Feral Ward Records. This is a track called Hopeless. Here we go.
Instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
And the show you're listening to is Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with, what did we start with? Criminal Damage, brand new, Call of Death, new for this year on Feral Ward Records, track called Hopeless. Followed with Vancouver's Bishop's Green with a track called Stay Away from their self-titled release on Rebellion Records. And this one, the first pressing is sold out, so they're in pressing number two. Good for them. They're going to Europe in a couple of months. And we followed with Evacuate out of San Diego, California, another act that played the Rebellion Festival last weekend in Blackpool, England. And the track we heard was called Words. That's from their second full-length release. And we followed with Proxy out of Montreal, band that will be playing Distort Fest September 5th to 8th, I believe. I'll confirm that next set. The track we heard was Pox, something we've all seen before. Name of the LP. And we ended off with The Restarts with a track called Risky Business from their latest release, A Sickness in Mind, on their own record label, which is called No Label. And we're going to get into a compilation right now. It's called Welcome to 2013, and it's on Not Normal Tapes. And the track we are going to hear is by Adjustment to Society, and this is a track called Hipster. Here we go. We'll be right back.
under Reagan, the economy is getting worse by many important indices, not just the budget deficit, the trade deficit, our debtor status to the rest of the world, but also in terms of increasing poverty, increasing hunger, chronic unemployment, and the reduction in real family, medium family income and real hourly wages.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR, and what did we start things off with? The Welcome to 2003 compilation from the, what's the name of this record label here that put it out? It's a full-length LP, and it's put out by something to do with tapes or something like that. Yeah, check it out. It's good. Yeah, not normal tapes. That's what it's called. And we heard Adjustment to Society with a track called Hipster, and also a track on the same compilation, Welcome to 2013, on Not Normal Tapes. And FOF was the name of the track. And then we followed with M and Kaya out of Denmark with a track called Salmon Hold. And that's from their self-titled release, and it's on Vulgar Deformity Records, new for this year. Followed with Long Knife from the Wilderness release on Feral Ward Records, and I said that band sounded like Poison Idea, and that's a fact, and we heard them doing a Poison Idea cover, Welcome to Krell, and as I said, they will be playing Distort Fest, and Distort Fest is coming up September 5th to September 8th, I was right, lots of good bands at the Anza Club, Wise Hall, and the Astoria. We got Desperate, we got Hoax, we got Mass Grave Condition, No Problem, Life Form, Life Chain, Chuck Norris, Kozmar, The Suicidal Supermarket, Trolleys, a whole bunch of acts. It'll be a good one, so yeah, check that out. September 5th to the 8th, the final chapter of Distort Fest at The Wise, The Anza Club, and The Wise Hall, The Anza Club, and The Astoria. It'll be a cool one. You better believe it. And show going. I'll get into the rest of what we played that set. Oh, yeah, after Long Knife, Rabid Loss, Death Persuades off their self-titled full-length release. And we ended the set with Final Conflict from the Ashes to Ashes release. Came out originally on Postmore Records in 1986. And, this is from a Relapse Records reissue CD from 1994. And, yeah, Final Conflict, this lineup has gotten back together. They recently played the Chaos and Teas Festival, and they're playing some more as well, so yeah, it'd be really cool to see them do this classic material. And there's a show going on tonight at Funky Winker Beans, and it's with Warsenal, All Out Panic, Warsenal from Montreal, M16, All Out Panic, and Sex Loader might be something you want to check out. And also going on at Iron Road Studios is Burger Fest, a lot of bands playing that. And, it starts today at 3, actually, so you might want to go check it out. Might be a cool one to check out. Lots of bands playing. Living Deadbeats are playing and a bunch of others. Don't know all of them off the top of my head, but yeah, there you go. So what else is going on? Yeah, next Friday, this will be a cool one, out at the Olympia Pizza in Surrey. It'll be the last show, final show from ATF. Yeah, that's next Friday, August 23rd. And also playing is, who else is playing that? Yeah, the Goalers, Still Above Snakes, Legion of Goons, and Old Man Strength. Yes, at end of the summer, Surrey Thrash Fest at Olympia Pizza. And Still Above Snakes act featuring Jason Collins from Burden, Danny's being Fratricide, and they will be debuting their demo tape, or their demo, next Tuesday here on CITR on the Flexor Head Show. We're going to leave with one more. Might leave you with a couple more because I don't see Power Chord, but yeah, we're going to leave you with one more before we get out of here. And yeah, check out Generation Annihilation online, generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and we're going to hear one more track. I'm going to play this track in light of a situation that's going on with former Black Flag guitar player suing his ex-mates who have a way better band than his substandard version of Black Flag called Flag. Recently read an excellent article written by Legs McNeil, who put out Punk Magazine publication from the 70s, which I think might still be going. He also put out a book called Please Kill Me, and he recently wrote a story after a five-hour conversation with Keith Morris all about the early days of Black Flag, the Circle Jerks, Raymond Pettibone, and Greg Ginn. And yeah, this is a song about Greg Ginn and his antics. And this interview is cool because it was written in a very non-biased perspective. It was written before Greg Ginn had decided to take this lawsuit and sue his former members from Black Flag, who he has never paid a dime to, who have been on his record label. So yeah, it's Vice Records. Check it out. It's called what's it called? The Anatomy of a Lawsuit, and it's a really cool article, so check that out. And we're going to leave you with a track all about Greg Ginn and his antics, not paying his ex-band members. It's from Off, Keith Morris's band, and it's a track called I Got News For You. Here we go.
Present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displaced Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
Hi, this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
All right, hello, welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and back solo today. I guess we've got, haven't really got too much new today, but of course we had some bad news in the last week. One of an icons of the basically a hard rock, classic rock kind of vein, Alan Lanier of Blue Oyster Cult passed away. And yeah, it's really sad. He was very big in mining.